This is the NCARB podcast, where you get an inside look at licensure, regulation, and the initiatives shaping the future of architectural practice. I'm your host, Andy McIntyre, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at NCARB. And this season, we're diving into Pathways to Practice, NCARB's multi-year effort to rethink how architects become licensed.
Architecture is the hardware to the software of life, right? It is fundamentally about that interaction, and it makes life easier if we have a built environment that works.
Across 8 episodes, we'll explore how licensure got to where it is today and where it needs to go next. We talk with architects, educators, regulators, and NCARB leaders about education, experience, and the exam, and why each of those pillars is evolving.
And that portion of school where you go from conceptual to real is also really challenging. It's not something you're really gently moved into. It's kind of like you're doing something that's flowy and crazy, and all of a sudden, wait, you actually have to make this work.
You'll hear how the NCARB competency standard was developed, how research is shaping future licensure models, and what a more flexible, competency-based approach could mean for candidates from a wide range of backgrounds.
So we've seen that in our data as the number of reciprocal licenses starts to decrease a little bit, but that number of individuals who are licensed holds steady.
We also tackle the big questions. Why does licensure look the way it does today? Where do candidates face the biggest barriers? And how can we expand access without lowering standards?
Not everybody fits into the same mold. And so having different pathways to licensure, I think, is really important.
Whether you're a licensure candidate, an educator, a firm leader, or a regulator, this season offers clarity, context, and transparency into one of the most important conversations facing the profession.
Does this requirement to complete all divisions of the exam place an unfair burden on any one group or other?
This is Pathways to Practice, only on the NCARB podcast. Please follow the link in the show notes, subscribe now, and join us as we explore the future of architectural licensure.
Buildings create more than 40% of global CO2 emissions, and reusing them can be one of the most powerful climate actions we can take. Welcome to Building Reuse is Climate Action, a Tangible Remnants limited series proudly sponsored by Quinn Evans. I'm Nikita Reed, an architect and preservationist who specializes in sustainable design. Many of you know me as the host of the Tangible Remnants podcast, where I demystify the adaptive reuse process for building owners and developers. Beyond the podcast, I'm also an associate principal at Quinn Evans, where I help to bring adaptive reuse projects to life. In this limited series, we'll highlight one successful adaptive reuse project per episode, and we'll feature key players involved in the project team from both the design side and the owner side of the project. Quinn Evans is a design firm committed to stewardship and the transformation of places that serve and inspire communities. As the proud recipient of the American Institute of Architects 2024 Architecture Firm Award, Quinn Evans is driven by the belief in the power of design to sustain, renew, and reimagine the built environment. Through partnerships with public institutions, nonprofits, and private organizations, Quinn Evans delivers thoughtful design that connects people and leaves a lasting impact. This series is going to pull back the curtain and do a deep dive into each project to discuss how a project went from conception to completion, the lessons learned along the way, and how the building is positively impacting the community today. Each episode, we'll talk through the highlights, challenges, and opportunities that arose on each of the following projects: the Marie Reed Community Learning Center in Washington, D.C., Walter French in Lansing, Michigan, the Love Building in Detroit, Michigan, and the Packing House in Cambridge, Maryland.
So these buildings can resonate in today's market, these old buildings, and can be real transformative catalysts to the local economy in creating business, job, programs, services that really are important and drive the revitalization of neighborhoods that really need help.
The way that our tenants were able to really still support the fundraising efforts was that at the very beginning, they all signed 10-year leases at market rate. And so that allowed us to say to the funders, this building is fully occupied and we have 10-year leases and they're all going to pay market rate.
some members of our community did not realize that we had a deep legacy of serving students and families well in the community. So there was definitely a period of push and pull of who is this school for and who do we serve, who have we served, what is our legacy, and what's our commitment going into the next generation as a school community.
You're not always going to get it right, but if we can get to the best solution and then being honest and open with everybody that's looking at it, everyone's on that same team and we'll get there.
We had some before and after photos taken of the same viewpoints, and it's almost hard to believe that you're standing in the same spot when you look at those photos.
You know, accepting a free school isn't for the faint of heart.
So the elevator became key to that as well, and it's at the front of the building, front and center, because of the point of why does someone with a disability have to go to the rear of a building to enter.
By the end of each episode, you'll have better insight into some of the unforeseen conditions that can come up on an adaptive reuse project and the types of decisions that can impact your project. I'm looking forward to you joining me on this journey, and know that you'll be amazed by many of the before and after photos. So be sure to check out the show notes for adaptive reuse resources and visuals of each project that's discussed. And while you're in the show notes, go ahead and sign up for the Tangible Remnants newsletter to get adaptive reuse tips right to your inbox. All right, first up on the Building Reuse is Climate Action Limited series, sponsored by Quinn Evans, we'll be headed to Washington, D.C. to learn more about the Marie Reed Community Learning Center in Adams Morgan.
So the pool was extremely important to the community, and it was a very tall space, close to 3 stories tall. And it was this beautiful daylit space, interior pool, and it was beloved by the community. However, in the elementary school, we needed additional space, and particularly we needed a very large space for a cafeteria. And we thought, well, this is a 3-story space. Why not take the top story and give it to the cafeteria? This did not go over well with the community. They were very upset with this.
Hey, designers and curious minds. Ever wondered about the stories hiding within your building's walls? I'm Carrie Seaburn, structural engineer and host of Unstruct, the podcast that decodes and simplifies major concepts of structural design. Behind the math and physics, structural engineering simply predicts building behavior. Join me as we simplify the complex, making structural design accessible to everyone.
Nowadays, instead of measuring it via cost, we're saying, well, what about carbon, you know? We've got 2 levers now that we can, if an architect has an inefficient design, we can hit them with 2 levers, if you like.
The official casualty figure is 55,000. Everybody I talked to told me that the actual figure is at least 3 times as much. And I believe that. I mean, seeing what I saw, Turkish codes are good, and they have been improving, but compliance was completely lacking.
Fluent in steel, concrete, masonry, and timber design, I'll bring you leading engineers to dissect the tales behind their building structure. Whether you're an architect, contractor, engineer, or just love a good story, this podcast is for you.
Yeah, beam penetrations. That's a fun topic on this project.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Unstruct. From within your walls, hear the story behind how your building stands today.